Hey, so this is actually a really old episode that I recorded a long time ago. So some of my opinions aren't the same, but most of them are. So just want to let you know that. Yeah, bye.
Coca-Cola, not sponsored, obviously. But yeah, today I'm just hanging out. I've really been focusing on school lately, which is gonna be the actual topic of this podcast. I'm not a big school guy. I'm not good at school. I probably never will be, but I'm sure that'll change one day. Probably not, but I'm gonna be talking about my thoughts on school, how it affects me, and how just what I think of it. If you don't like other people's opinions, leave, because it's pretty much just my opinion on everything. But school, let's start there. What is school? If you don't know what school is, you're not alive, so probably just you're not listening to this anyway. I think school is very essential. It's essential for everyone to learn everything. I agree that it's very good for us. It's very good for us. We need to learn the stuff that they're teaching. I mean, to an extent. But my thing is, after about ninth grade, you're just learning stuff that you either don't need to know or learning stuff that you've already known. And I'm fine with that. I get it. You need to refresh your memory. You need to learn stuff just in case you need future jobs. But I honestly feel like, this is just my opinion, after ninth grade, there shouldn't be any need for you to learn stuff that you don't want to. I know that sounds really stupid and sketchy, but like, if I'm after ninth grade and I want to, I want to learn I want my job to be something like a math teacher or a mathematician. I'm gonna say 10th grade up, let's just learn math. Let's just learn that and like other skills that have to do with being a teacher and stuff. So I'm pretty much talking about college and how it should start earlier, maybe. Just for me, because I'm bad at school and I know school, it's the main stressor of my life. Everywhere I go, I'm thinking about school. I'm hanging out with my friends every 5 seconds. I'm thinking about how bad I did on a test, or if I did good on a test, or my homework that I'm missing. That's school for me. I know it's probably not for a lot of people, but that's just how it is. Congratulations to those of you who don't like think of school that way, who think it's really good for you. I'm glad. I wish I could be like you. I wish I enjoyed it. But it's just physically impossible and mentally impossible for me to enjoy school anymore. Except for friends. Lunchtime is the only time that I actually have fun. Because what? Right now, what am I learning? In math, I'm learning what? Quadratics, the quadratic equation, and trigonometry. I'm not going to use trigonometry for anything that I do later in life because we have calculators and the internet. So I think they should just be teaching you how to, use the internet to do stuff. But I mean, I guess if there's like poor people that don't have computers, stuff is good to learn. I guess in this podcast, I'm just speaking for me personally. Like, this is what school does for me. You could relate, you could not relate, that's fine. But, also, I'm doing global perspectives, which is pretty cool. It's cool stuff. I don't care about it. It's cool, but I don't need to know it. And also history, learning about the history of our culture. And okay, every time I say to someone, which I obviously don't say this very much, but I say like, I'm not gonna need to know this in the future. It's not like in the future they're gonna give me a quiz that's like, oh, what did the Aztecs do? And I'm gonna like, if I fail, they give me the death sentence or something. No. But every time I say, like, I don't care about history, everyone's like, oh, well, it's good to know the past so that you don't do it in the future. You don't do all the bad stuff. And I'm like, yeah. But obviously, with this culture, no one's gonna. I mean, there are terrorists. No one's gonna do the same stuff that they did back then. We're evolving as a culture together. And that may be because of history class, but I doubt it with my brain. With my brain, not with my tongue. But it's pretty much history. And then there's English, which I'm fine with English. I'm not a big writer. I don't write. I don't like type very much. But English is, it's good if you want to do something in that general area of life. Like if you're trying to be a writer. obviously, like a published book writer or like trying to do anything else that has to do with English. I don't know, like the joke, like every sixth grader make, I already know how to speak English. But like, you know, I enjoy English, but I don't enjoy the work. Oh, which brings me to my next point. Honestly, the whole thing for me is I'm fine. I'm good at learning. I can learn stuff. It's just the work that they make me do. It just gets me so, mentally exhausted that I just don't care enough to do it anymore. And then it just piles up and piles up. That may be for some of you. And for some of you, you think it's good. And that, you know, that helps you remember better. But for me, I remember better when I listen. You know, even my mom said you remember stuff better when you write it down. But all I'm paying attention to when I'm writing something down is me writing it down. I'm not actually paying attention to what they say. I'm just trying to get the words that they say onto my page. And that's that. I actually just forgot about what I was talking about for a second. I was talking about, yeah, the workload. And how there's so much in homework. Which in elementary school, they send you home with homework. In high school, it's not as much that they send you home with homework. It's pretty much if you don't get this work done in class, you do it there. But there still are teachers who give you projects to do at home and stuff. And I just don't like that. Like, have my school time and have my lifetime where I actually want to do stuff. Don't interfere with my lifetime and give me something to do that has to do with history. Because I don't care about that when I'm not at school. I'm sure there are some people who are, which brings back to you study, you should be able to study what you want after, like, maybe 10th grade. Let's say 10th grade. But then it's just junior, sophomore. I don't know. I just feel like I don't know when it's going to stop. I'm not going to college, which you would know if you listened to the last one, which you probably didn't. I'm going to trade school. I'm going to do something in the area of IT. And, you know, it's going to be good. I'm going to most likely end up as a web designer, which I've heard makes pretty decent salary. Not, you know, like not like millionaire salary, obviously, because it's web designing. But the school I'm going to is going to specially teach Adobe products like Dreamweaver, Photoshop, Illustrator, all that kind of stuff, so that I can like make your own graphics, make your own website, make the graphics, put them on the website, and figure out how to like animate stuff on the website. So that's going to be fun. I care about that stuff. That stuff is fun to me. That's what I only want to do. I don't want to do math anymore. I have the internet, and I have my brain. I can do multiplication in my head. And, you know, if there's anything that I can't do, I just pull out my phone and do it on a calculator. But yeah, it's going to be fun. That's going to be fine. It's just the other stuff, like, that I don't need to do. One sec, let me take a sip of my Coca-Cola. Oh, I like Pepsi better. Don't hate me. But, yeah, that's pretty much it about that part of school. What else school is there? There's college, which I'm not going to complain, because that's actually just for us, just if we want to get a good job. Oh, here's the thing, you can't make it in life if you don't have a high school diploma. Now, I know that sounds like I'm some stupid high school student who like is like, oh, I don't want to go to school. But like, I'm going to start talking all, what is it, philosophical. Like, I was born into this world, you know. I didn't have a choice. It was my parents' choice. That's great. I'm glad that they did. But from the moment I was born, there was no doubt that I was going to go to school for like, what, a third of my life. And it was going to take up a lot of my time. And a lot of my mental and physical energy as a child and teenager is going to be taken up by school. And I'm fine with that. But I'm actually, but I'm not fine with that. Because, you know, I don't care that much. Like, if I could drop out right now, I would. Because my parents don't want me to. Obviously, no, I wouldn't drop out if I, like, had the choice. Because I still need a high school diploma to get a life. But that's what kind of ticks me. Is if you don't want to do what everyone else wants you to do, you can't have a life. You can't have a good... I mean, obviously, there are those lucky people who get to do what they love. And they dropped out of high school or whatever. Like, PewDiePie's editor, he might have dropped out of high school. I'm pretty sure he didn't. But he could have. Because I know how to edit videos. I love editing videos. I'm good at it. But I just, I can't do that as a living because I'm not one of the lucky ones yet. And if I do do it as a living, guess what? I'm dropping out of high school because I don't need any of that stuff for what I'm going to be doing. If I became like a famous YouTuber's editor, I'm obviously not going to. But if I did, I would do that. My dog is currently licking the metal of the bench that is right next to me. She does this a lot. She just licks it for hours and hours. I don't think it's healthy. And when I say hours, it's not a hyperbole. I'm literally saying she will lick that thing for straight an hour and a half if you let her. And that's kind of weird. Because she is a dog. We just got her, actually, because my last dog, Sophie, she was one of my best friends. I know that sounds like I'm lonely and stuff, and I am. Just kidding. I have a lot of friends. I love them. You know Jack, if you listened to the last one, which if you didn't, go back, listen to that, and then come back to this point, please. The quality isn't going to be as good because of the new microphone. She just got on top of the desk. Hey there. Hey there, pup. Thank you for licking my fingers. How do they taste? Probably bad and sweaty. Okay, she's going to be up here, I guess. If you hear just random clanking, I am putting this away so that she can't do random clanking. But yeah, my last dog was a Labradoodle. She was black. And I got her, I don't know, was it when I was like 6? I don't know, but I have had her for a really long time. She was my best friend for a really long time. I loved her. And about a month before school started, can you hear that? Stop licking me. About a month before school started, she passed away. She was acting weird before. I was riding my bike to driver's ed during summer. And I was like, oh, and then my mom was like, okay, I'll let you know if anything happens. So I rode my bike all the way to driver's ed, which is about like a mile and a half. And I got there and I put my bike away and my mom gave me a call and she's like, hey, you should come home, or should I bring her to you? And I said, I don't know. And she's like, I think Sophie is dying. That was her name. And I'm like, oh no. Like I was really emotional. I was obviously about to cry, but I didn't because I'm a big boy. Oh, don't lick that. Don't lick the microphone, please. But I got on my bike and I pedaled as fast as I could. And when I got there, the look she was giving me was just the saddest thing. Stop. I'm so sorry about this. I'm probably going to cut this out anyways. Off. But it was honestly, it was the worst thing. She was just laying on the ground, just staring up at me. And I was just staring down at her. And like, I knew this was the moment that I was saying bye to one of my best friends. Get down, dog. No, off. I didn't smack her, by the way. And so we put her in a towel. And if any of you, which I'm sure there aren't any of you listening to this, but if any of you have experienced the loss of a dog, you understand how, I mean, unless you didn't like it, but like if it was your best friend, and even if it wasn't your best friend, even if you just liked your dog, you understand the loss of a dog. And if you do understand what it's like to see your dog die, I am very sorry. I'm extremely sorry for what you've been through, and I know it's hard. I know it is, and I'm here for you. Probably not, because I don't know you, but if you want to, go ahead, send me a message. Say you want to talk about it, even though I don't know if that's possible. I'm just ranting right now. But so she was laying there, and she was like doing a cough thing, and I was like, oh no. And I was, you know, got on my knees, started petting her, saying, it's okay, pup, you're gonna be okay. And my mom's like, she went into the back, and she got a towel, and she put it on the ground, and we put my dog on the towel. And we had to carry her with the towel out the door into a car, and we were driving her to a vet. And on the way to the vet, she looked at me, and her tail, she could barely move, but her tail wagged a little bit, and I saw her eyes close. And her lips got pale, and her tongue stopped, her tongue fell out of her mouth, and I just started sobbing, because that was the worst moment I've ever experienced in my whole entire life. This podcast just took a dark turn. I'm really sorry about that. But that's the story of me losing my dog and one of my best friends. Yeah. Wow, how did I even get there? How did I even get to that? I don't remember the rabbit hole that I got down to that. But we were talking about school, right? Yeah, because that's the subject of this podcast. I haven't even done my homework yet, honestly. I got home and I just decided, you know what, I want to talk to someone, and I wanted Jack to be on this podcast, but he is doing something else with his family, and he currently cannot join us. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to have a one-on-one conversation. This is going to be a short one. It's going to be about maybe 20 minutes, 25, depending on how long I feel like ranting to you guys. School. Also, friends at school. Let's talk about that part. That part is fun, right? You go to school the first day, or if you're going to a new school like I did this year, it's awkward. You don't know anyone. You're just kind of sitting there, like, looking around, hoping someone's going to come up and talk to you. Or if you're the social one, like I am not. I am not a social one. I sit there, mind my own business, and wait for people to come to me. But if you're a social one, I'm... Holy moly. Can I flag that? Yeah, I'm cutting that out. If you're like me, you sit there and you wait for people to talk to you. It took about 2 days for someone to actually come to talk to me, and then we became friends. His name was Angel. He's cool. That's a cool name, Angel. His name is actually Jose, but he goes by Angel because he doesn't like his name because he thinks it's too cliche, which I think it's fine. It's great. But, you know, he's like, hey, what are you doing for lunch? I'm like, probably just the cafeteria again. He's like, okay. And then so I got my lunch, and I sat down at a table with my lunch, and then I saw him, he saw his lunch, and then he looked at me, and then he walked over to me, and he sat down. I'm just explaining every little step, and then I saw my old friend from 8th grade, Xavier. I'm like, oh, look, and apparently him and Angel had already become friends, and so Xavier came and sat down, and so we were like, I already had friends, and we were already great. So we ate lunch, and we did that for a long time, and then this new guy, Hussein, I think that's his name. He wasn't there for a long time. And Tori. Oh my gosh. I just realized how many people we added to the group. There was Tori, there was Hussein, and there was Xavier, there was Angel, there was me. Tori stayed there, what, for like a week? She wasn't friends for a long time. Hussein stayed there for like a month. We just hung out at the same table every time. We would walk to the gas station that's near the school and buy something. One time, I actually saw someone stealing something, and the lady caught him, and it was really funny because he's an idiot. Coke time. You like some ASMR? But yeah, and then after that, I was in math class, and I had seen these guys, and you know, like, they're the cool kids of the class. Brandon, Tanyan, other people, Hallie, Natasia, they were the cool kids of the class, and they were all, you know, I was like, I'm never gonna be able to hang out with them. And then one time, Brandon was like going somewhere for lunch, and he's like, hey, you want to tag along? I'm like, oh, I don't know you, but sure. And so during lunch, I went to his car, and him and a bunch of friends got in the car, and we all went to McDonald's and we ate lunch together. And I kind of felt bad for leaving my friends Xavier and all them back, but you know, I really didn't, because Angel found new friends too. Xavier had a girlfriend, so he went off with her. I don't know what Hussein did. He probably just stayed there like a loner. Sorry, Hussein. I'm such a jerk. But the friend part of school. Yeah, that's the fun part. Just getting friends, getting to know people. If I didn't have school, I probably wouldn't have any of the friends I do now. Because, you know, I wouldn't have ever met them. I don't know that for a fact. It would be unlikely for me to have met them and become friends with them if I didn't go to school. But, you know, that's one part of it that's, you know, I mean, would I be willing to sacrifice that? Would I? I don't know. Because how would my life be without my friends? Would it be better? I don't know. How are they affecting me? You never know how something, even if you think it's like the best thing ever, you never know how it's affecting you. Which I'm not trying to say my friends are bad for me. I love my friends. They're the best. I love hanging out with them. But yeah, other than that, I don't like school. I have other friends too. Sounds like I'm trying to prove to you that I have friends. But no, I just want to tell you about all my friends now. There's this church that I go to. I'm not like a big Christian, like a Omega fully Christian, but I'm a Christian. Go to this youth group thing. The first time I had a friend in youth group, I went to youth group in like sixth grade for like about a week and just was awkward there sitting while they were doing the activities. And then one week, there was this girl named Kayla that I had seen there, and that I think we said hi to each other a couple times, and she was just like, hey, I want to come hang out? And I'm like, okay. And so I hung out with her, and then I found out she had a lot of friends. And through the years, youth group, I've just gained a lot of friends, and we just went to a movie yesterday, actually. So that was fun. I went to a movie with all my friends. There is Kayla, there was Jack, there was Ethan, and there was Espy, and there was me. And those are my favorite people in the world. They're the best to hang out with. I don't know what I would do without them. Everyone has those friends that's like, if I didn't have them, my life wouldn't be the same, and it just wouldn't be as enjoyable. You know? Everyone has those friends. And so we went to a movie yesterday. We saw Bumblebee. Honest opinion, not what I expected. I saw the trailer for Bumblebee, and I was like, oh my gosh, all the OG Transformers, they all look cool. They have their colors. I thought I saw Starscream in there, but apparently I didn't. The only cool part for me was Soundwave on Cybertron. There was only like 2 seconds where Soundwave like was on Cybertron, and he had his voice where it was like one octave lower and like one octave higher, and it was the sickest thing ever. I'm like, oh, and then he ejected Ravage with, if you don't know what Ravage is, it's just a cassette. It's like a cassette tape that transforms into like a dog kind of transformer. It's a weird transformer universe, but yeah, honestly, I thought it was going to be way more Transformers-y, but is that a word? Transformers-y? But halfway through, I forgot I was even watching a Transformers movie because it was mainly based on the girl and what her friends and her family and stuff. But Bumblebee was in it, obviously, because the movie is named Bumblebee. But other than that, not very good. But you know what is a good movie? You know what's the best movie literally ever that I've ever seen in my whole entire life? Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to see it immediately. Even, especially if you're an old Spider-Man fan. I have loved Spider-Man since I was freaking born. Like, literally, out of the womb, I was just shooting webs. Just kidding. Obviously, I'm just kidding. I don't know why I say just kidding. But yeah, I love Spider-Man. When I was a kid, I actually thought I was going to be Spider-Man. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be Spider-Man. I had this whole thing I drew out of the Spider-Man suit that I was going to make when I was older. And now I'm older. And I said I was going to make when I was 13, and I'm 16 now, so I haven't made it yet. Things have gotten postponed, but, you know, it's going to happen at some point. Obviously, I'm going to be Spider-Man. There's no doubt about it. But that movie, oh my gosh, that just pulled at the heartstrings. I don't even know why. It wasn't even, like, sad or anything. It was just crazy. I loved it so much. The art style is great. It's like comic, like old comic books mixed with modern animation. And it's the most beautiful type of animation I've ever seen in my life. Coke break. In the whole storyline, basically just all the different spider people from all the Spider-Verse, if you didn't know, there are more than one Spider-Man. There are different parallel universes. There's Spider-Gwen, there's Spider-Pig, there's the anime one Penny Parker, there's Spider-Man Noir, which I actually knew about, and it had all the old suits, like the big time suit. It had the golden black one when he lost his, I'm not gonna go on a Spider-Man rant, but the movie, it was just great. It was so great. If you haven't seen it, go see it now, and if you have seen it, then I'm glad for you, and hit me up so we can nerd about it some more. Yeah, you know, I'm almost going to end this because I'm tired and I need to do homework. And I've talked about, Spider-Man and school a lot. And friends. Oh, yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. But, thank you for listening if you are here. Thank you so much for listening, guys. You know, you're great. You know, thanks for listening. If you are listening to this, I'm glad. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you could relate to some of the stuff I said, and I hope you could have been against some of the stuff I said. I never want everyone to agree with what I say, because then it's not fun. There's no debate. It's like, what's the point of saying stuff if everyone just agrees? So, like, if you disagree with anything, let me know, please. And if you didn't, let me know if you didn't disagree with anything I said. But thanks for watching, thanks for watching this podcast, listening. If you did enjoy, you could if you favorited the podcast, that would make me so happy. It would just warm my little heart, because I have a small heart. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Thanks. Bye.